7:45 with the crew, Dr. Julie Galthorpe this morning, talking about uncertainty. And a lot of families dealing with the stress of kids going back to school. Are they going to be safe? You touched on earlier, Julie, that teachers went back to work on Monday along with support staff from schools. And tomorrow, the grade nines are being rolled out. They'll be out catching buses along with elementary students. And many, I know, in Mix Nation are worried about how this all looks for the upcoming school year. Don't know what to believe from the media and the government half the time. So how do people deal with uncertainty?
Yeah, well, uncertainty can feed worry, right? And this is something that we've all experienced, you know, over the past number of months, really since, you know, late February, March. But whenever there's a change, whether it was transitioning from, remember, phase one to phase two, then some businesses reopened, and now kids and school staff are returning to classrooms, there's that sense of what's next, what's now. That's why I said that it's the uncertainty that leads to this sense of worry.
So is there anything like families can do, we all can do, to not be constantly worrying about what's next or COVID-19 in the schools? Is there anything we can do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first of all, you need to acknowledge your feelings, but don't get stuck in them. You know, understand that feeling uncertain is normal. You know, keep in mind, it's been months of living under essentially a state of fear, yeah, you know, for our health, the health of people we love, our even our ability as a community, as many states have gone through, to manage this threat to our health and our system. So you may be looking in the mirror, feeling worried or upset, asking yourself, you know, what's wrong with me? Like, why can't I shake this? But the answer is there's likely nothing wrong with you. You're having a normal reaction to this uncertain situation. And then once you accept those feelings, you have to identify what's within your control. So no one can control every aspect of this situation, but what you can control is your own behavior. So, for example, if I can't control this virus, I can follow safety and hygiene. And that's why I'm really hoping that every classroom is equipped with adequate amounts of hand sanitizer. We can also take care of our health, not just because there's a pandemic, but also proactively, because it's a smart thing to do. And just focus on those things that matter, like pro-sleep, pro-routine, and don't avoid those feelings. You know, it's fine to distract yourself by doing something positive, like reading a good book or enjoying a television show. But like any good aversion strategy, too much of it is avoidance. And when we avoid, we miss approaching and addressing what's bothering us.
All right. So we're addressing families and students and those involved with COVID-19 going back to school. And I've been following social media posts from educators. There seems to be a lot of worry with many teachers because of the amount of students in their classroom that it seems like they're really having a tough time getting beyond those numbers, because I don't believe it's going to change by tomorrow morning where the government says, okay, well, we're going to lower it to 15 across the board and we're going to hire more teachers, more support staff. What about the educators out there? What's your message to them? Like, a lot of worry.
Well, it is a lot of worry, and I think that there's a lot of stress for them because of the uncertainty. And in many ways, you know, the healthcare workers and, you know, first responders have all had to be there in the thick of this. This is now teachers are having to do that. And remember, teachers are there to teach. They're not healthcare workers. So, and then the other piece is, like Sean, you just pointed out, the stress around, you know, it's great even if they know all the protocol, but if they have so many students to deal with and they don't have adequate supplies in order to ensure, you know, hygiene and cleanliness, that there is, you know, a very real worry there. So I wouldn't want to say, you know, just never mind, be positive. I don't think that's a good approach when it comes to health. I think that it has to be a time for them to say, again, what's within our control here? I know that the unions have expressed concern about the plan and how they're going to maintain safety for everyone. So I think what they're doing at this point is really kind of turning to each other and talking about, you know, what aspects are within their control. I think we are going to see, just like we have with students, probably an increase in anxiety and other mental health concerns for teachers as they're trying to juggle the multiple demands, as well as they are concerned. I've spoke to some teachers this week, and they're also concerned about the effect this is going to have on students in terms of, you know, school for them is a place where they can develop and have fun. And now it's very contained in terms of we're learning this subject, and then we're moving on to the next subject. That's high school. But also just the way that kids play, interact, you know, socially develop, those things are going to be hindered. So feeling like, how can we adequately support them in that way while taking care of all the rest of the stuff?
Yeah, good point. And I just wanted to add that, I mean, kids are smart. Parents know what's going on for the most part in their school, that their son or daughter go to school. If the student, if you can follow me here, if the student is not thinking that the teacher's buying in, that this is a safe place to be and we're going to be okay, if they sense that the teacher's a little on edge about what's happening when they roll this out, that's even another issue to deal with once they're inside the classroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's going to be very important for parents to support teachers, school staff in keeping their kids, you know, aware of what's within their control. You know, like I said before, they've been practicing this for months, like the kids have. So they know, you know, what needs to happen in order to reduce risk. At least, you know, what we've been told by public health. And as you said, Sean, sometimes there's mixed messaging and that's hard for students to sift through. So all we can do at this point is really keep that mindset open so that when situations arise, everyone can respond in a way that's helpful as opposed to just critical towards one another. And then responding to, you know, the situation, which none of us like, which is that whole radical acceptance. We don't like this, but we have to approach it and accept that this continues to be a risk with the students and teachers and staff going back into the classrooms.
More with Dr. Julie Galthor.